It's season two of Project Distinct, the podcast that shows you how to make your efforts stand out so you can move up. Discover what it takes to grow your business and yourself with best-selling author and member of the Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame and the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, Scott McCain.
And welcome to this edition of Project Distinct. We have spent the last few days talking about the importance of clarity in your business and in your career and what you want. Now, today we're going to be talking about the fact that customers are not as loyal as they used to be. There's just no doubt that loyalty, whether they're not as loyal as they used to be, perhaps is that, could it be that loyalty is just changing? So what is this about customer loyalty? And is there any part of that that relates to our lack of clarity? That's what we're going to be talking about today on Project Distinct, brought to you by the Ultimate Business Summit, your chance to get clear to enhance the loyalty of your customer. You know, what if you could make your customers 10% more loyal? What if you could sell 10% more? What if you could improve the productivity of your team by 10%? That's what we're all about at the Ultimate Business Summit, the chance to improve by 10% in all aspects of what you do. Just check out the website, ultimatebusinesssummit.com. I'll be there. Larry Wingate, six-time New York Times bestselling author, Fox News contributor, Randy Pennington, the author of the incredible book Results Rule. The three of us get very active and very engaged and involved in what you do at the Ultimate Business Summit. Check it out, ultimatebusinesssummit.com. You know, it seems to me there used to be three distinct levels of customer loyalty. Level one consisted of customers only interested in transactions. These are the folks that were after the cheapest. They were operating almost as if they were just seeking bids for their business. Whether it was business to consumer or business to business, the only loyalty these customers displayed was to price. Now, unfortunately for many businesses and we professionals who work for them, I think we tend to overestimate the percentage of customers and prospects at level one. Look, it makes sense for all customers to inquire about pricing. Yet my experience has been that we often mistake a reasonable question about price for a price objection. That was level one. Jump up to level three, and that's where those customers are who, to use Ken Blanchard's terrific term, are raving fans. These folks aren't merely clients. They are advocates of your products and of your services. They are passionate about the relationship they have with you. And you might even count them among your best friends in your personal life, as well as terrific customers. Let's face it, no matter what you do, there is not a single business or a single professional that can have too many listed here at level three. But between level one, the price buyer, and level three, the raving fan, you get to those that are at level two, who are, to be quite imprecise, we could call them kind of loyal. In other words, they have a high degree of connectivity to you, yet they also have a similar level of loyalty with some of your competitors. They have a smaller cadre of suppliers where they place their business, but they're not the exclusive type of advocates that you find at level three. Obviously, it's always been vital to have as many at level two as you can because they can deliver a significant degree of high-quality business to you and your organization. But the problem in today's economy, as well as in today's contemporary culture, is level two is where we find the evaporation. See, we're seeing customers either become more focused on the relationship with a trusted advisor, with a place where they feel a connection. They find it more advantageous to tap into your expertise, the quality of your products and services, and the way you deliver an ultimate customer experience. Or they're going online and buying the quickest, cheapest transaction possible. What contributes to the lack of loyalty? Well, one example is, take a look at television and the declining loyalty to both networks and to individual programs to see the pattern. Dave Morgan, CEO of Simul Media, wrote a column on a website called Online Spin, and he outlines three major contributors to the erosion of loyalty to networks and to individual programs. He says, number one, there's so many good choices. Good grief, don't we know that? With all of the programs and competitors out there from, you know, Game of Thrones on HBO to, you know, you name it, on Netflix. It's just incredible. There's so much good TV out there. It means that this sheer explosion of options means customers can be like kids in a candy store. Where before, an older generation, the generation I'm a part of, frankly, you know, we sat around the television and couldn't miss the next episode of Dallas or whatever. Well, today, there's so much more out there to choose from. Number two, poor information and navigation. In television, it means there are no tools available today that can easily inform viewers in a timely way about all the programming that they might enjoy. In other words, there's nothing there that's kind of like the Amazon thing, you know, when you're going online with Amazon that says, oh, because you like this, you may also like that. Well, that's not available. And for your business and career, it could mean that customers and prospects are underinformed, or maybe your prospects are misinformed, and therefore they can't make the decisions that would break your way. Number three, changing loyalties. Morgan suggests for television it means that viewers are now loyal to their system or to their choice, to the things that they want to do, because you're no longer loyal to a network. You can just, you know, set it to record and watch it whenever you want. You don't have to watch Family Guy on Sunday night. You can watch it anytime you want. It hasn't been all that long ago historically that if we weren't in front of the television for the show or set our VCR properly, we just missed the program. Well, now you don't even have to record it. You can go to Hulu and see it on your laptop. See, it's simply common sense that if we're seeing erosion at level two, and I guess the other part that should be apparent is we don't want to compete merely on price, we've got to learn and execute the strategies that will enhance engagement and multiply the number of customers that we have at level three. So, more than ever before, it means that we've got to create distinction. It means that we have to deliver the ultimate customer experience. It means that within our respective businesses, with what you specifically do, you need to ask yourself how the shifts in technology that you have seen, and also that you can predict that are coming, with AI and all the other innovations that we know are coming down the pike, with all of this, how does that change the buyer behavior? See, it's not just the loyalty of customers that's changing. What's changing is how and what they are loyal to. You have to examine the shifts happening in your industry, but also in technology, in the culture that's changing fundamental buyer behavior, changing not just what they're loyal to, but the very concept of customer loyalty itself. Well, that does it for us for today on Project Distinct. We're going to talk more about the ultimate customer experience and about how you deliver loyalty coming up in future episodes. Once again, thanks for sharing, thanks for subscribing, and look forward to talking to you with more on Project Distinct coming again tomorrow.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you create distinction so you can stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. To have Scott become your virtual coach and to discover more distinctive resources, check out DistinctionNation.com for free videos, posts, and more. To have Scott personally deliver his message at your next event, go to ScottMcCain.com. Please share today's message on social media and make sure to subscribe to Project Distinct on your favorite podcast app. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Project Distinct.